if you walk down Letterkenny Main Street, you'll see the huge number of businesses with Irish signage, and that is the result of funding being made available by Fórsa na Gaeilge and us helping businesses to access that funding. We do a lot of work with young people, with families. That work will also be impacted. We do a summer scheme, which we were hoping to expand that summer scheme out due to the huge demand that was for it last year, but that we're not sure at the minute. There's less money there for the Club Aige, which means we can do less activities with the children. And also in the second half of the year, there is no money at the minute available for the festivals. We organise two festivals a year, and I suppose it's very frustrating for us because we can see that we are making progress in the area and that there is much more enthusiasm about Irish. There's much more happening in Letterkenny. People want to learn Irish, they want to speak Irish, they want to meet other people, they want to attend events that are through the medium of Irish, and that work is just at the minute being put in jeopardy as a result of these cuts.
Given recently the rise of popularity of Irish language in culture, like, you know, NECAP and Cailín Chuan, that this announcement of cuts is contradictory to what is being funded in movies and culturally.
Absolutely, it makes no sense at all to introduce these cuts at this time. And as you rightly said, there is a huge growth in interest in Irish cultural activities. And you mentioned the NECAP, there's the Cailín Chuan, and of course, the Fidil Garam, which is taking place at the minute, which is a beautiful film taking place down in the cinema at the minute, which was set in Rathmullen. So there is so much happening. And unfortunately, this is just something which is going against the mood of the current climate. And we really hope that as a result of us drawing attention to this and other groups in the country, and this issue being highlighted and the detrimental effect that these cuts will have been highlighted, that there will be a reversal of this position and that the funding gap will be filled to allow us to continue on with our work.